from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your host for Chatterbox.
So I just got back from PAX.
Yes, you did.
Yesterday. And yesterday was a fun-filled day for me once I got back. But the weekend prior to yesterday, that is this past weekend.
PAX.
I was a busy man.
Did you get a pox during PAX?
No, although yesterday, actually, my throat started feeling a little crazy. Sometimes the old tonsils flare up, you know? I think this is why people get their tonsils removed.
Yeah.
And so I had to go through that. This morning I was basically not talking for 4 hours.
Do you think that has any relation to fruit punch consumption?
No, the fruit punch is actually to cool down my throat.
I was going to say chain smoking, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. If for those of you who can't see, which is everybody, I made that reference because Alon brought a big container of fruit punch, as he is wont to do from time to time.
64-ounce carton.
Yes.
But you see, it stays cooler than if I brought just, like, some ice water from home.
You're totally right. And thereby, I've decided that your new rap name will be City Four.
City Foe?
Yeah, City Foe.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So what's interesting about the fact that I went to PAX is that I went alone. I was supposed to go with someone.
I don't know who that
who would
be.
Who could that be?
So on the other end of this table here is Corey. It's funny that he's able to make it across town to a recording of the show, but he's not able to make it onto an airplane.
I actually almost didn't make it here, though. Your wife scared me into coming.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just fly standby, you know, on a holiday weekend so that I could save $150.
There was a method to this. It just didn't really work out.
How many times did you actually go to the airport?
Like twice, but I was there for like 6 hour shifts.
Yeah, but like...
You gotta give the guy credit for trying.
Well, he said he was gonna be there, try to go at like the 6 o'clock flight.
Yeah, but
in the morning, then he just didn't go.
Yeah. So, how much money did you not save or spend by waiting? What was it? Total of 6 hours, or
well, he had to drive to the airport twice, and since he lives really far away, he was spending money on gas.
Well, the problem was I procrastinated buying the tickets.
No. You didn't. I told you when they weren't $400 or $500.
They were still like $350.
I bought mine for $300.
Yeah.
And I told you even before that we needed to buy the tickets when they were not $300.
I was busy doing other things.
Yeah. Making stuff up. So,
You could always have hitched the flight on Ryanair.
He tried to tell me the next day. Yeah, so I was at the airport yesterday. I was basically living there yesterday. I'm like, really? Because your tweet says that you went to your cousin's to watch Hackers.
That was at like 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
Look at the timestamp on it.
Yeah. All right. So... I went there alone. Now, the reason I went was because Corey said, dude, no problem. We'll be able to get prizes for this thing. Because that's what I do. A giveaway prize. The treasure box. It's a trivia where we give away prizes. Don't worry, man. I got all these connections. We went to E3. I got all these people. They are ready. I was like, all right. I hooked it up. We're going. We filled a spot that just opened up. We're going to PAX. Fantastic. How many prizes did we get? He sends an email. He's like, oh, yeah, can we get, like, some posters or stickers or something?
That's not what happened at all.
I read the email that you sent to Valve, and it's like, anything, like, posters, T-shirts, stickers. And I'm like, what about the stuff that people actually want? Because Valve was very nice. I appreciate Valve for sending what you requested.
I said anything specifically.
They sent 10 T-shirts. They were very nice. Left 4 Dead 2 T-shirts. And again, Valve, I'm very happy that you provided that. But we could have stepped it up and asked for some real stuff. Do you know what Behemoth gave us? What
did they give us?
I want you to stop and think about this. They sell all this stuff at the event, stuff that people love because they love Castle Crashers, and they weren't selling any alien hominid stuff. But
chickens? Did they give you any chickens?
I don't think I got a chicken, but they did have the chickens. But anyway, there are these the Castle Crashers, you know, characters like in a plastic case and everything.
The vinyl characters, the ones.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really open them much. They were in cardboard boxes, but he gave us the full set of the four knights. He then gave us the king knight, which I had the designer like drew the king on the plastic and then autographed it. Like, hey, Chatterboxer, you win.
Was it Dan Paladin?
Actually, I didn't get the guy's name. John was the guy I was dealing with. He's the producer.
Yeah.
But then the designer guy was right there.
Hopefully, it was Dan.
It was a younger guy, and I don't think it was Dan because Dan's been there for years.
Was it Tom Fulp?
I don't know the name.
All right.
I mean, if I saw a picture, I would recognize it.
All right, I'll stop dropping names.
Okay. So anyway, He signed that. And then he's like, oh, yeah, and here, take this skateboard deck, too.
You're making me out to be the worst human being ever, and this is not at all how the story went down.
This is exactly how the story went down.
This is not how the story went down.
You said, Dory, we can get like PS3s, we get headsets from SteelSeries, we can get all these things, and nothing. I got two Joe Danger download codes, which we still have to give away, by the way, because I did not successfully give them away at the event.
Or the Natural Selection 2.
The Natural Selection 2 download codes. You didn't even tell me in your email how many they were providing.
I did. I told you three times in the email.
Corey,
and then I texted
really?
You.
Really? Do you want to see? I've got the email.
I've got the text.
Corey, I have the email.
Didn't you text me last week saying that you procured a new car to give away?
Yeah, I did. And then, you know, Alondis forgot that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were supposed to have all this cool stuff. I go there with some stuff that I got from Control Freak. Control Freak was awesome. They gave us a bunch of stuff. They wanted to participate even more in the show, but they couldn't just because of the timing and some other rules that were in place. So they did provide us 30 Control Freak gamer packs, which is awesome. Evil Controllers, I talked to them. They stepped up. They gave us two of their like super expensive, crazy controllers. Well, one of the Master Mod and then one of the Auto Fire one. Both are ridiculously expensive, though. So that's cool. And they give us 25 of the nubbin things. You replace your control sticks.
Yeah, Belilo really likes those, by the way.
Yeah, so we got like 25 of those. They gave us a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I have those t-shirts like permanently on my controller now, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's how you do it. Oh, no, you're talking about Control Freak.
Control Freak.
So Control Freak has things that snap onto your existing control sticks, but then Evil Controllers say, take apart your controller and actually replace the control
stick. They have another. Yeah,
so you essentially get a PS3 control stick on your Xbox.
Yeah.
They don't call it that, but I mean, that's what it is. The result is a nice soft, convex pad.
Yep.
So they gave us 25 of those, a couple controllers, some t-shirts, some hats. They were all about it. It was awesome. So I went there with those things. And when I arrived in Seattle, there was like a box of a few t-shirts from Valve. Thank you, Valve. But screw you for just asking them for t-shirts.
It wasn't just t-shirts. I'm going to reread that email and go over it. And it doesn't specifically...
We'll read it after the break, maybe.
All right.
And I'll teach you kids about marketing, all our listeners out there. This is how you approach a company, or not approach a company. So I had basically that. Some t-shirts and the promise of some downloads of some games. And that's about it, other than the Control Freak and the Evil Controller stuff I got. And I went there, and luckily, the vendors at PAX came through like gangbusters. Behemoth gave us stuff. Monday Night Combat people, I don't even know what the company name is. I'm a little bit ashamed. But the Monday Night Combat people gave us like a huge resin figure thing. We got so much stuff. So later in the show, I think we'll take some time to throw out some of the questions we gave at the event. And maybe I won't use the rest of the show to make fun of Corey.
Doubtful.
But, you know, we could tell other stories about Corey. Like, do you want to tell the Sony party story? Or, I mean, we could save that till the end.
Well, let's just save that to the end.
We'll
give me a chance to breathe.
If someone calls in, if we have a caller that asks an intelligent question or has something interesting to say, or maybe answer one of the questions from the trivia contest, we may have a prize for them, right? And if they ask, maybe we'll tell them the Sony story.
Maybe we'll tell them the phone number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 866-536-1100. You know, if you're listening live, if you're local, 602-277-KFNX, but... anyone, 866-536-1100. And you can find that on our website, too, chatterboxers.com.
That's right.
All right, so next segment, you want to go to the questions or you want to wait a bit?
The treasure box questions?
Yeah.
No, let's do that next segment.
All right, we'll do that next segment.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what I saw at the show. So unfortunately, I was busy, you know, working, talking to vendors to get all this stuff the whole time, and then getting the show actually ready, programmed into the computer and whatever.
Now, I have a question before you get into that.
Sure.
Were any vendors like, who are you and we don't
Dude,
believe
let
you?
Let me tell you. So I get off the plane.
Are you just trying to get free stuff?
I get off the
what?
Plane, I get a car, and I go straight to the show. And I'm like, I'm just not in mode yet. And the first vendor I go to is a hardware vendor, Turtle Beach, who ended up providing us with a bunch of stuff. But my pitch to that first guy...
probably pretty rusty, huh?
If you were working for me and I saw you give that pitch to him, I would have fired you on the spot. Goodbye. Get out of here. I no joke. They were a little bit questioning because of how I made that first approach. I was just...
Yeah.
I do this thing? Like this event? So in a couple days. Like it's Friday, but on Sunday, like I do this thing. Here, let me show you the program. No, it's... You see this? Yeah, so I do this game show, you know, and so we need stuff. It was so miserable.
That's funny. That kind of reminds me of the time I was at my first trade show, and I had a PR lady tell me these words exactly. "Are you really press?"
Yeah,
well, and then I said yes, and then she believed me. So I don't know how that happened, but yeah. Go ahead.
No, like, I mean, I had a badge that said special guest, you know, and I have my business cards and I have my name, and inside the program is my name. So, like, I can get past that whole barrier of not looking official.
Yeah, that's the cred you need, yeah.
That's what I needed. But at the same time, like, that first impression means a lot, and that, wow.
Sure. That's the difference between having to pull out the credential and not having to.
So, lesson learned, go to these vendor with the less valuable, interesting product that you want first to get into the swing of things. Because I appreciate every vendor, however little they provide, but if I'm looking to get stuff for the show, since I didn't get it in advance, mostly because we planned for this so late in the game.
You can blame me. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I will. If that's what I'm doing, I need to be on my A game to speak to these people. But they came through, NVIDIA gave us a video card, a GTX 460 that we gave away, nice. Their newest card. I think their 480 is actually their strongest card, but the 460 is their newest one. People were very happy to see that. Like I said, Behemoth and so many people give us stuff. I'll go over a list later. The crowd was very happy. It was exciting. And anyway, getting past that, I played Mortal Kombat when I was there. I guess like they're just calling it Mortal Kombat, but it's a reboot of all the old Mortal Kombat, sort of like
with Ed Boon.
Ed Boon was just standing there, you know. Talking, playing the game, whatever.
Was he getting like mauled by people, or
no,
did nobody
even
knew
who
he was?
I saw him and I was like, I am pretty damn sure that's Ed Boon.
Because that guy, like, you can see that guy's eyebrows from a mile away.
Yeah, you can. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's him, but whatever, I'll just watch the game. So I played that, and I asked one guy who was, you know, working the booths, but not Ed, you know, how far along the animations are, and he's like, I don't know, right? But I really should have asked Ed, because the animations are miserable, and they affect the collision detection in it. It is, well, I don't know that that's what affects collision detection, but the collision is horrible.
Yeah,
as are the animation. It's like they're stiff as boards pieces. It's like, okay, you're gonna build a Mortal Kombat character out of cardboard, and so like their leg moves, it's got joints, but like that's it.
did it really look
like
bad
moving a marionette
overall?
Oh yeah, dude, Katana has long hair, and the hair that flows off of her head is solid. So there's a pivot at the head, right? And the hair will come off. It's as if I attached a pipe to the back of my head and let it swing off. That's her hair. Her hair graphic is solid. I think it's actually two pieces, two pivots. It's miserable. And they, you know, they jump, and every fighter you spin when you're in the air. You do a little somersault thing in the air.
Yeah.
And it's just so stiff and horrible. Mortal Kombat has always been like that.
Yeah.
But I figure now that they're using 3D models and not, you know, digitized images of people, they could do a little bit better with the animation. And it is miserable.
Maybe they're going for the old school stiff style.
I don't know, man. It was still fun to play because, like, it's back to the old roots. And one interesting thing they do, first of all, it's doubles now, like Mortal Kombat or Marvel games. But also, the blood stays on your character, right? Which is a big thing in Mortal Kombat, blood everywhere.
Like
come the second,
all the time?
The second round, when you start fresh, you've got blood all over you. Like, unless you were the one who kicked the other person's ass.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
And we are back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio with your friendly hosts, Ara and Alon and...
Can I be a host?
Are you friendly?
I was friendly till about 20 seconds ago.
And co-host Corey for a day, filling in for Molly. Corey, the one who says, we're not looking for much in terms of sponsorship. Anything will do, really. Games, hardware, T-shirts, stickers, posters. Whatever you'd be willing to send, we'd be eternally grateful. And we are eternally grateful for everything these people provided. Hey. But Ara and I were just explaining to him during the break that you got to be a man. You got to give these people something to work with. You can't show the weakness. This is how Ara was explaining. You can't show this weakness.
I understand that.
It's like in poker.
No.
Are you gonna bet? Are you gonna raise? Or are you just gonna call?
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Let me teach
that.
You radio. You're on the radio right now.
Sure.
An actual studio. Let me tell you something I learned from, I don't know, Norm. I don't know if you can help me out here. One of the guys who was running the studio like 6 years ago, right? He might not even be here anymore. Like one of the people who run this joint. He was like, yeah. So. He was telling me the story of someone, I think just the people at the radio station, wanted to give stuff away.
Does it involve headbutting?
So you contact, there's all these nice hotels in Scottsdale, Arizona and stuff. He's like, You call up, say, hey, we want to do a giveaway on the radio. We need a, you know, a hotel stay, you know, like a package. Stay here for a couple days and nights, whatever. And they say no. You call back an hour later and you say, we need 10 two-day resort packages, you know, all paid dinners and like a golf package. Yes. They say yes to that. They say no to like, I want one little thing. So first you got to go big, but realistic, and you got to just tell them what you want.
And I understand this, but again, as I pointed out before, at this point, it was so close to PAX, and we got such a late start, and everybody just came back from GamesCon, that I was going for anything. I was in desperation mode.
No one will ship you stickers because it's not worth their time. That's...
As much as I'd love to continue to beat up on Corey, I think we should talk about some video games.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about the beat up on Corey video game.
That's all right. My ego will keep, you know.
All right. So I was talking about Mortal Kombat. I actually had some fun with it, even though I'm making fun of the, you know, the animation in it. It was still, it was a step, you know,
and my
back
eyebrows
in time,
are actually worse than Ed Boon's, by the way. That's why I can make jokes.
I don't know
like
if
that.
That's true.
And I was going to let you know.
It is before I trim them, trust me.
All right. Well, I'm going to boot up my computer. We might hear some sounds from it as we get started. But I want to go over some of the questions from the show.
Yes.
From the Treasure Box show. So that'll take a minute. I also played this game called Kung Fu Live.
That's already out, though.
What's going on with that? Is that Kinect?
I don't think so.
Kinect game? Not a Kinect game?
It's PS3 iToy. Like, it's not Move, it's not Kinect, it's just iToy. So there are these guys, like Iceland or Norwegian or some, you know, weird development group that you've never heard of. Although, actually, I think they made something else that we have heard of. I just don't remember what it is. They decide that they want to make a game that actually someone would want to play using the iToy. Because it's capable of doing all these things, right? But no one actually uses it to make something fun. So basically, it's a game that has a, you know, scrolling background, an enemy that walks up and fights you. It's a beat-em-up brawler, except you're one of the characters in the game. And so, like, it actually, you're on video, it shows you in the level. And whatever you do, like, you punch, you kick. Oh, there's the computer. Whatever.
You're actually punching and kicking things.
Yeah, you're punching and kicking, and it's, you know, it's full motion. It's not like it takes a frame every 5 seconds and it just shows you punching. You punch and you kick. And
so is this like the Nick Arcade thing they used to do, if anyone remembers from the early 90s, where they would put you in the video game?
With like a green screen?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same effect, yeah. But it also, like, you know, say you do a power punch and I'm thrusting two hands forward or to the side. What they need to do is put the TV in one place and then the iToy at a right angle to you and the TV, but that's not how it was. We had the TV and the iToy in the same place, so you have to, like, sort of stand sideways with your head turned towards the TV. So anyway, if you punch with your arms out, it'll be like a power punch, and you'll thrust toward the character. So it forces your graphic forward. You know, you don't have to run over to hit him. And, you know, if you as you fight him, you fill up this power meter, and when it's filled up enough, you can do special moves. For instance, you jump up, and then you go down really fast with your, like, jump up like Mario, right, with a fist in the air, and then slam your fist down and crouch to the ground, do it really fast. Then it'll do a power stop move where you pound the ground and, you know, sends out like this shockwave. So it interprets your real life movements into the sort of super cool movements that a video game character could always do. If you hold your arms up like in a perfect L, you know, and like radio, you guys can't see it.
Is that the loser move?
No, the idea is, it's, I want to say like Karate Kid, but I don't think he ever does this move. But, you know, you stand there, you've got one leg sort of up a little bit, you've got one arm out and one arm up, and you hold it like that, then your arm like charges up and shoots electricity at the guy. And
that totally happens in real life.
No, but in a video game. So what they did was they made it so you could actually act in the video game, which people haven't been able to do before. It's really one-to-one, because you are the character in the game. You're not controlling.
Is this a
character.
New game, or has it been out
for
a while?
No, it's not out yet. It's going to be PlayStation Network.
So there's new iToy games being made right as we speak.
At least one. I don't want to go saying plural, but at least one.
That is impressing yet vexing at the same time.
Yeah, it's now, listen, far from perfect, but fun to play. I'm not going to say that it's this perfect representation of you and that, you know, it records you and doesn't get some of the background in a big blob of white at some points, but it was fun to play. And it may not be fun to play for more than a few minutes. I can't guarantee that.
That's what I was going to say. Like, these games, like, they don't seem like they'd be fun to play at all, but they would be fun for other people to watch. So I don't I mean, aside from parties, they're probably not going to do much.
I just wanted to let you know it was there. This
Fair
is,
enough.
This is perhaps the news portion of the show, the which I know portion. You're pushing really hard.
I'm pushing
would,
news.
This makes no sense to me. Why would, I mean...
I'm sure we can find some footage
doesn't,
of it.
Doesn't the Move pretty much
in
supplant
fact,
everything that iToy does?
Yes, but like...
It, no,
some
it doesn't
Move,
show video. Well, I mean, it could.
Well, some
it also uses the iToy.
Well, like the Fight, the new Move game that comes out, needs the iToy. So they're probably using as much, or pushing this as much as possible to, you know, sell more units. Because only like 3 Move games require the iToy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, I want to say that I had fun with it. I also saw Settlers of Catan for Microsoft Surface. And more importantly, I found what I could have found had I been on their Facebook page all this time, that Catan is officially underway for the iPad. Mm-hmm. And it may even be finished soon. I found out on the sly from some unnamed person that it may be towards the end of development, which is totally a reason for me to get an iPad, which sucks because I want them to come out with a new version before I buy the iPad. So, anyway, we're talking iPad for the board, iPhone for your inventory, right? Which is what I've been waiting for. 5 digital screens to play this game. And I have it, man. I will do it. People come over, they got iPhones. I've got iPhones. Throw in the iPad, and it's a party.
This is like your ultimate wet dream, isn't it?
I was discussing this idea before the iPad was out. You guys can go look in our backlog. A year ago, I was discussing this, saying we need a digital board game medium with a separate digital screen for your inventory, like your money or your secret cards, where in this case it's cards. We need that. And then came the iPad, which already had an iPhone, and you can connect them like in super wireless ways, and it's going to be fantastic and the best version of Catan ever, as long as they don't screw it up. By the way, a lot of other versions of Catan are coming out lately, because I guess they're finally making a splash in the U.S. So that's what I found. We said we were going to go to some questions from Treasure Box. So we went over 2009 last year, right? We did go over
the
questions.
I seem to remember last year, yeah, we did a little bit of that.
Okay, so let's jump in. Do you want to do the audio questions? People always love audio questions.
I love audio.
I'm so bad at audio questions.
I got to push the microphone down here.
I think Corey would be a little better than he thinks he is.
Yeah.
As long as we don't get that sitar one.
No, I do well at the other questions. We ran through last year's questions over at Rich's house the other week.
Yeah. The only thing that throws me for a loop is like the really 8-bit style musics. That always throws me off because I just played so many Nintendo games when I was a kid that they just all blur into each other.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't, but they do. Because a lot of the sounds coming out of those speakers way back when sounded very similar.
All right, so I just got to go here, delete my history real fast.
We're also going to provide a tutorial about how to use Windows 7.
No, this is how to play my game, and there's... All right, we're moving the mic. All right, so you want to play audio. This is audio for 100. What you would see at the event is a large board with, values very much like Jeopardy, category of audio. And I would say, where did you hear this other than the microphone moving, which you'll also hear?
That one's obvious.
Okay, so
it's Mega Man. Do you want the exact one? I think it's Wily's Castle from Mega Man 2.
You are correct, sir.
See, look, I didn't even know that was it.
But okay. Actually, one of the guys in the audience was like, it's 2 of the 4 Dr. Wily, whatever. And I was like, I just needed to know Dr. Wily, but yeah, totally.
There's
you are correct.
There's a fantastic addition to that called Okusan Man that has lyrics.
All right,
oh,
well,
that's
we're going to play a few more right after the break.
Me, Mario, you're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
All right.
Got that situated.
I've been trying to mess with these mics. Yeah, it's great. Norm had a fantastic idea that was obvious from the beginning that I just missed. So, Anyway, before we get back to these questions, and you know, we can get to some stuff other than the game show, I do want to point out that our sponsor is UAT, University of Advancing Technology. They have a website, uat.edu. Go there, check it out, and let's ask a few questions. All right, so that was audio for one. Since this is radio, let's do audio number two. Audio for 200, unless you guys want to skip ahead.
200 points? Okay, Corey has 100 points. This is an official competition, by the way.
Okay,
I won the previous competition.
Where'd you hear it?
Oh, come on, Street Fighter.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, so do you get those points or does he get those points?
I said it.
I'll give it to him, yeah.
Okay, well, what stage of Street Fighter is it?
He's just shouting it out, so. He's just shouting it out, so he wins.
Of course you just shout it out.
Well, you could shout it out and actually shout the proper one, and then you would take the points.
I thought it was Ryu.
Okay, Ken.
Nope. And nope.
What?
Nope.
Oh, it was Guile, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Guile can go with everything, yeah.
All right, he gets the points.
Yeah, he gets it. All right.
Okay.
Dude, we got to shout it out. Is there going to be a buzzer protocol? What's the story?
You just going to raise your hand and be like, yes, I know. We can be civilized.
Okay, let's be civil.
And we can raise.
Okay. I usually prefer uncivil.
But you can just, you don't even have to raise. Just tell me that you want, that
okay.
you know it.
Okay.
Here's number three.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, let me tell you the beautiful thing. This video game trivia is designed perfectly when you choose reference to something that everyone has heard.
Yeah, that's one of
everyone
those,
knows
isn't
the
it?
Answer, except it's so old that they're like, oh, what is that? Right?
Play it again.
Little F5 right there.
Okay, I'm just going to start blurting out because Corey is very
confused.
Yeah, I got
nothing on that one.
Gate of Thunder?
No, because that's not one that everyone would know. That would just be cheats of me. That was Doom. That was Doom.
Doom, okay.
A game that everyone has played.
Oh, yeah, I haven't played it.
You know. All right.
Doom
now, this
12.
One,
I've never played Doom.
I wouldn't know this one. But everyone in the audience was like, oh, yeah. No problem.
I can't answer this one because I know what it is, and it's just not fair.
I actually don't know what it is, so go for it.
Diablo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just listened to that
clip, too. Before the show, we just listened to it.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
My second guess was Sitar Hero.
Okay. And this is the 500 level.
Did Rich pick these out?
Yeah. Rich does the other question. By the way, Colin's on the phone.
Colin's on the phone.
Yeah, do we want to bring Colin on? Can Colin answer that one?
I think Colin should take a stab at it. Because
Colin, do you know that one?
I think that is Diablo. I'm pretty sure it's Diablo.
No, we just answered Diablo.
Little slow there.
Not Diablo?
How about the one?
Wait. Are you on the 72nd delay? You are. Listen to this song.
Is it Donkey Kong Country?
Oh, yeah, that's Super Nintendo audio.
This is Donkey Kong Country, the side missions.
Yeah. It had better soundtrack than I thought
possible. I can't believe it took you so long for you guys to get Guile theme down.
I get confused.
I can wager
some guesses.
That was Mass Effect.
Okay, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've never even heard
All right, and the final audio question. This is the bonus only for the audience. Which they got instantly.
Oh, I know this. I so know this.
I would not have known
this. This is ingrained into my brain. I better not F this one up.
So?
I'm holding back.
Goonies 2?
No.
What?
I'm holding back on answering because I don't want to be wrong.
Zelda?
I was going to say Zelda-ish.
Seriously?
Yeah, what is it?
No, Zelda's better than that. That's Blaster Master.
Blaster Master.
All right. So, Colin.
Yo.
Do you want to answer one of these?
Sure.
All right. The categories are movies, Zelda, hardware, and potpourri.
Let's do potpourri.
Potpourri.
It's not actually about potpourri.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 500?
Let's do the 300.
300 potpourri. What spectacular Xbox Live arcade game was developed essentially by one man, Jonathan Blow?
Break.
Come on.
Wait, was that worth 300 or 3?
300.
It's Braid, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's our other audio theme song. All right, next question. Hardware, Zelda, movies, or potpourri?
Is this still me?
Yeah.
Let's go potpourri 500.
All right. Wow, you're jumping right to the hard ones. Who is Mario trying to save in Donkey Kong?
Daisy.
No, although that was the guess from
no,
before.
No, not Daisy. Paulina, right?
I'll give it to you. It's Pauline.
Ah!
It's Pauline. Now, bonus question for that. Just as Mario was known as Jumpman, what was Pauline known as prior to being given a name?
No sexy jokes.
Red Lady Girl.
Remarkably close. Just Lady. The audience was guessing Beautiful Lady and then Pretty Lady when I said it was close, and they didn't understand it was just a lady. All right, next question. Movies, Zelda, hardware, or potpourri?
Hardware for 300.
Hardware for 300. THQ will be releasing a new peripheral for the Wii this holiday season. What is it?
It's the tablet. The Wii tablet draw thingy?
Yeah, what's it called?
I'm looking for the name, sir. Be more specific.
Oh, God.
It's a judge requirement. I'm sorry, judges?
Oh, God.
I'm about to make an interception.
I think I can make an interception.
So Ara made an appearance at the show this weekend.
The tablet peripheral? You draw.
Fantastic. Go. And the bonus question, of course, went to the audience. Name one of the games releasing with the You Draw.
The one that Ara's
making. Man, the Jeopardy music. The Jeopardy music really pushes the anxiety of the event. I wish I had this over the weekend because it was a lot of downtime.
Yes.
He does sound very frantic on the phone.
So the two games, Ara, correct me if I'm wrong, are Pictionary and Dude's Big Adventure.
Yes. Did
people actually answer this question?
They answered Pictionary. They could not get Dude's Big Adventure.
Yeah, that's...
Which leads me to believe that I'm totally winning our bet.
No, that's because in the press release, they mentioned Pictionary, and most news outlets didn't report the other game.
All right. So, movies, Zelda, hardware, or potpourri? I'll let you guys choose which category you want.
Let's go movies 400.
Movies 400.
Wait, I thought this was a video game show.
Are these movies
in video games?
What movie starring Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Hopper disappointed us all in 1993?
Movie.
Yeah.
Yes. And bonus question for that, who played the far more lovable Mario in the Super Mario Brothers
Captain
Super Show?
Captain Lou Albino.
Yes, he did. Now we're going to do movies for 500. I don't believe you can answer this one, Corey.
Did I provide this question?
You were present.
By the way.
Oh,
okay.
He's not albino.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll know what I meant.
So this one goes out to Colin and Ara and any callers who may call in as well. Movies for 500, what movie adapted from a game series originally for MS-DOS starred Freddie Prinze Jr.?
I did provide this one, so yeah.
Fantastic question. Nobody got
what? Death Race 2000?
Actually, no. On stage, our guy did get it.
Zork?
Kudos to him. No one in the audience knew it.
Wait. Repeat the question, please.
What movie, adapted from a game series originally for MS-DOS, starred Freddie Prinze Jr.? I don't like to say Prince, because it's Prinze.
Side note, the only movie I've ever fallen asleep in the theater.
Yeah, that's a stumper for me, man.
Colin, you weren't there at the Golgatron meeting a week ago.
I wasn't.
Colin's given out on all his duties lately.
I'll give you a hint. There were cats.
Oh, my God. Is it Wing Commander?
It is Wing Commander.
Oh, boy.
Did they make a movie out of that?
Yes. Did no one see this movie?
Not knowing they made a movie out of that, how did cats bring to mind Wing Commander?
The only reason I even remembered it was because it was the first movie to show the Star Wars Episode I trailer, and that's why I went to see it.
All right, so we're going to hardware for 400 now.
Is this music really going to play the entire time?
I hope
so.
You
know, it's fantastic background music. We could turn it down a little bit. It's a bit strong. Hardware for 400, what was the first Nintendo system with a microphone?
I know
the built-in mic?
What was the first Nintendo system with a mic? Let's say with a first-party branded microphone.
Nintendo DS.
No, it's a 64, because it was the Pokemon game, I think.
Ara's furious. Furious at you morons. You uneducated Neanderthals.
You're naming every system.
I
said 64 because it was like there's a Pokemon game.
Let's name the rest and stop until we got the correct
one. Game Boy Color? Game Boy?
Oh, you guys, you're killing
Ara, release the beast.
The Famicom.
The Famicom. The
really?
First ever yep. Nintendo system was the first system with a microphone.
I call shenanigans and hijinks.
Now, and then, of course, the bonus question was, where was this microphone? And the answer from the audience...
In your face?
No. The answer from the audience was in the controller, and I asked for more specificity, and he said in the second controller, which was correct.
Hmm.
That is one detail I actually did not know.
Yeah, there's also a volume switch. So in the first controller had select and start.
You're a volume switch.
Yes, and the second controller, relieved of the select and start buttons, had a volume slider and a microphone. And then I asked, what game was it used in?
Yeah.
Or name a game it was used in? And one gentleman was very sure and correct when he said Zelda. You would speak into it and it would kill certain enemies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Of course,
we never got that.
No. Yeah. All right, so let's do a Zelda question. Zelda for 300. I'll give this one to Colin. To which company did Nintendo outsource two Zelda titles for the Game Boy Color?
Oh, geez. It's an Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Time. Is it Capcom? No.
Yeah.
Is it Capcom?
Yes. Don't question yourself. Yes. Capcom is correct.
Come on, super fan.
Zelda for 400. Who is the foolish 35-year-old man dressed in a Forest Fairy costume?
Single.
Tingle. And what game did Tingle first appear in?
Ocarina of Time?
No.
Really?
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 Majora's Mask?
Do you think I'm kidding you?
Was it Majora's Mask?
It was Majora's Mask.
Oh, yeah.
And final question you can answer when we're back. Who are the three golden goddesses? We'll let our listeners simmer on that during the break, which for most listeners of the podcast is approximately 20 seconds. We'll be right back to answer that question for you.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
And we are back once again. That's right, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. And we've been going over the Treasure Box quiz.
You came in with all sorts of stuff to talk about, and I've monopolized the whole show.
No, but it's fine, because I really enjoy these questions.
Is it okay?
It's absolutely... In fact, I prefer it.
I was under the assumption that this happens on a regular basis as
What's
well.
What's that?
That you bring in a lot of material.
That I monopolize the show?
No, that Alon usually...
No.
Takes over and then...
No, not at all.
I'd punch him in the face when...
Fair enough.
What I do make sure to do during the program, though, is mention our fantastic sponsor, UAT. They keep it rolling. University of Advanced Technology.
I don't know why that was funny.
UAT. For a second there, I thought I gave the wrong name.
Yes, for a second there, I thought you did
no,
too. That's
it was the rolling that did it for me.
No,
so
anyway, you know, go to their website, learn about the programs they have to offer, and... try to answer yourself this question. Who are the three golden goddesses in the Zelda universe? Did you check it like on the Intertron?
Yeah, you can't use the Internet.
The
I'm not using the Internet. I only have two that I remember.
Okay, go for it.
I think. Yes. I know Jin was one.
Yep.
And I think it was like Naryu or something.
I don't even have the answer in front of me, but
yeah, it's
close.
Something close to that.
Yeah, like Nehru, I think. And then Faeror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? What was great is, like, a few minutes into the show, so I emailed myself the text document that had all of the questions and answers on here so I could look at my fancy phone and know what the answers were during the show. And I must have, like, swipe deleted or something, because then I looked down at my phone and I had no 2010 questions sitting on the phone anymore. They were gone. And I scanned through the trash during the show, like, while someone was answering a question, couldn't find it. So I was like, oh, well, I hope I remember all of these answers. I mean, luckily I do. Making the show. Anyway, so that's a little bit of the show. We got video of the whole thing. It's a really bad video with really bad audio, but I'm probably going to put it together in one big chunk, throw it up on Golgatron.com
so
people can see what it's about, right? It's not that fun watching it when you're not in person, I got to admit. There's a lot of, you know, waiting for people to answer questions, and you're not there thinking you could win something. So I don't think it quite gives the right feel for the event,
but at least you're putting up the video.
I want people to see it and enjoy the questions. And, you know, I could even put the whole thing right there on the...
I don't know if that's necessary.
Yeah, they could play it. They could steal the source code and make it happen. You want to have one more question? We've got...
Let's do one more question.
We've got all categories except audio, right?
And then, after that, let's find out if Colin was actually calling for a reason before he got barraged with these questions.
I doubt it. All right, let's do movies for 300.
Make it good.
Or movies for 200.
A good one.
Who is universally known to direct horrible game-inspired films such as Alone in the Dark House of the Dead?
Oh, my God.
Are we talking about
Colin? Okay, hold on. This answer requires a correct pronunciation.
And we got the correct pronunciation from the stage.
I'll give it to you. Uwe Boll?
Nope.
He's
Uwe.
German.
Uwe Boll.
Is it Uwe?
Uwe. Uwe. It's not Iwi or Kiwi or
you.
Uwe.
You guys want to know a piece of news about Uwe Boll just came out tonight?
Uwe Boll!
See, I'm not the only one that says it like that.
I guess his next film is actually going to be about Auschwitz. Like a series. Yeah. But yeah, seriously, this next film is going to be about a concentration camp.
Is that a
officer.
Joke?
No, I'm not even kidding. No,
that was the most expertly timed joke ever. Okay, that was great. I can't
There's
believe
a teaser
that's real.
Trailer for it. Oh my God.
Oh, last the Jew. All right. So that was great. We're going to do one more just to get off that subject. Hardware for 500. What was the first home console to support LCD shutter glasses for 3D gaming?
I have an answer.
I think I heard this answer.
I heard Dreamcast. Incorrect.
Master System.
Master System. And Corey, what's your selection?
I think I heard the answer. So I'm loving it.
Go ahead.
I think it was Master System.
Yes, Sega Master System with the stereoscope 3D glasses.
Yeah, you think 3D is new? It's not that new.
Yeah. There was another thing. I was reading through Wikipedia. I always look through a bunch of history, and I learned stuff. And there was something about... Oh, yeah, it was like the analog controller for the Sega Saturn came out like months after the Nintendo 64 came out. So the Nintendo 64 was the first modern console with an analog stick. But they do point out that, the Intellivision or something beat it by a decade. One of those systems had it.
Well, the joystick on the old Apple II, I mean, I know it's not a console, but that was actually an analog stick.
Yeah, they did have a lot of analog joysticks back in the day.
Yeah, no game that utilized it made it ever feel like it was doing anything analog whatsoever. But yeah. I digress.
All right, well... that's a feel for what the game was like. It was a lot of fun. We gave away tons of prizes. Penny Arcade, by the way, gave us a ton of stuff. And like figurines and books. And lots of books and more books and posters and stickers.
Ooh, stickers.
They did give us stickers. So that was a fun. So Colin, was there anything you were calling about other than to answer these fantastic questions?
Well, what set me off was the Not Getting the Guy Off song right away. But have you guys ever seen the movie The Room?
Yes, unfortunately.
It's a really terrible movie, yes. Have you guys seen it, RRR Lon?
I have not.
No.
Well, it's been getting a lot of hype recently for some reason. Like, it's really come back into the mainstream, at least in the circles that I fall around. And they made a Flash game off of this. They made a Flash, like, novelization of the movie out of the movie. And it's pretty amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
Pretty amazing or pretty amazingly
bad?
Didn't they
do the same thing for Scott Pilgrim?
Well, no, they made an actual game for Scott Pilgrim.
No, but they made, like... There was some movie I saw recently that... They made like the 8-bit version of the whole movie.
Oh, that's Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, I did watch that.
But this is an actual game of the entire movie, and like I've never actually seen the entire Room, but the parts there's like the game is pretty much impossible to figure out unless you've seen the movie because the movie makes no sense and the game follows that storyline exactly as it is.
So when are we gonna get together and watch The Human Centipede?
No, that's not going to happen.
This is disgusting me already.
But The Room, it's become like the new cult film. It's the new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wait, is that the movie about like the four, like, is there another movie called The Cube? Or is that the same movie?
No, is it
Gleaming the Cube?
No, not Gleaming the Cube. I remember there was a movie that was like video game-like that came out a few years ago about like these people trying to leave a room.
The Cube is awesome. Oh,
that's the Cube. Okay, so that's a different movie. So there was a cube, and then there's a room.
No, the Room is this. It was supposed to be this really dramatic movie about adultery and stuff, but it just didn't pan out that way.
Wasn't that the subtitle of Silent Hill 4?
Wait. Is Colin talking to his mom on the radio?
I think so.
No, I was talking to someone who knocked on my door.
Can we talk to your mom on the radio?
We're going to have a real college experience. Colin, I think we're going to let you go so you can talk to those people in your dorm. Living the dream. Is that all right? Was there anything else you wanted to bring to the table, the room, and your room?
No, I think that's it.
Anything pissing you off lately?
Scott Pilgrim's been freezing on me. I bought it for
really?
Xbox 360, and it's like really crapping out on me. But my Xbox might be going too, so that could be it.
Hey, yeah, that's definitely your Xbox going. Could you do me a favor and pen a? You are a writer, right?
Yes, I sent you that script, didn't I?
Yeah, pen a sequel to The Room called The Dorm Room. Because you have it ready to go.
Walls. All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye. All right.
Fantastic.
So we've got like 3 minutes.
All right. So I was preparing for the moment when we would come segue into some of the topics I brought to the table. And so I'm ready to ask you if you'd like a light topic or a heavy topic.
Well, considering we have 3 minutes, I'm going to go with light.
Okay.
It's a light week for me.
Yeah, it's a little light this week. So, all right. So do you guys know how the 3DS actually works?
Rich tried to explain
like
it to me one time.
The technology behind it?
Yes.
I think, do I care, should be the first question.
Okay, so you should, yes, and I will tell you how it works. This is really interesting.
Okay.
So you guys know about how normal 3D glasses with the red and the blue work,
yeah.
Right?
Red and blue, actually, I don't understand. But the LCD shutter glasses I get.
Okay, well, it's all of these technologies are similar in the sense...
Oh, wait,
the
red and the blue works in the same way.
Right, in the sense that basically what it does is it filters out one side, right? You only see one half of the image, and the other one you only see the other half that's obviously interlaced so that you can, see the actual screen. So what the DS does, which, remember that flexible material you saw a long time ago that totally freaked you out is about some it's like 3D image of some building?
Yeah.
Yes. So I really think that after reading how the 3DS works, I really think that they're actually very similar technologies and may work in the same way. Right. So all it does is there's basically a system of not really shutters, but angles, right, in the material itself that will shoot one half of the image to roughly the left side and the other half of the image roughly to the right side. So if your head and your eyes are in this sweet spot area, one eye will only get like one interlaced image and the other eye only gets the other interlaced image, and that's why the effect goes away if you get out of the sweet spot. So they're actually aiming two different images into space at roughly where your eyes correspond, and that's how they do it.
I'm just going to say it looks pretty.
Well, I mean, it looks pretty too.
I understood that.
You get it?
I just don't know the technique of how they do that, how they shift it.
It's a system of mirrors and shutters. And
is it smoke and
mirrors? It might be some smoke there, maybe some chemicals.
Should bring Rich back. I'm sure he could explain it to you in great detail.
Well, clearly we're at the end of our program. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week. And if you want to see what the show is like, check out Golgatron sometime in the next week.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.